Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 522. Today, Brian asks,
is there a way to have any profits made from a book to automatically be sent to a chosen charity such as St. Jude's whenever a book is sold or every quarter, etc.? I am going to write stories and send profits to them regardless.
I don't know if there's a way you can do that easily. In theory, what you can do is you can have them deposited into an account that's got St. Jude's name on it. And just send them a letter telling them, in this account, you'll get a regular donation from me and take it out as you like. But, I mean, that's probably a lot more work than just writing a check. So you figure out how you want to manage it, but that's the only way I can think of to do it easily. And, of course, J.M. Barrie did that with Peter Pan, but in order to pull that off, he gave the Children's Hospital in London the copyright, and then they basically sat on it for a while until they figured out what to do with it, because enough people poked around saying, hey, what about that whole Peter Pan thing? You own the rights to the stage play, we want to do an adaptation. Unless a charity has a dedicated department to handling IP that's been willed to them, in which case you could go ahead and do that, you're going to probably get more mileage out of either depositing it into an account in their name or sending them a check every month. So that would be the way to do that. One other thing to consider is that your publishing accounts are all linked to your social security number, and they're all linked to a particular bank account. So if you have a story or a set of stories that you want the proceeds to automatically go to a different person than you, then you're going to have to set up a second publisher's account. You're definitely going to need an EIN number to set that up. So you're going to have a business whose sole purpose it is to send stuff to the charity. And this is just to navigate the way online payments and vendors are setting themselves up. But you're basically going to have a different publishing company doing the stuff that's for charity, if you want to do it automatically and be able to have it deposit to a different bank account than most of your stuff deposits to. So, yeah, might be easier just to write a check. But it's a good question to ask, and I hope your stories do well and St. Jude's does well off you. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.